We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Now live. This is Crimson Tide Rewind. Here's Roger Hoover.
Roll Tide and welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Bud Light. Welcome, everybody. This is Roger Hoover filling in for Eli Gold, joined by former Crimson Tide linebacker Corey Reamer and a lot of Alabama fans here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills after an Iron Bowl victory. Roll Tide, everyone.
Hey, Roll Tide, everybody. Hey, how about that? That's a good one. I can't believe it's already the end of the season. I mean, how fast did this go by? It's great to get a win in the Iron Bowl. Always is a great time to win. It was a exciting game. It was just a fun one to watch. There was a lot went on, but I thought Alabama came out and played extremely well and looked really good against an Auburn offense that had a lot of success in the running game against a lot of other teams and had success on Saturday. But they were able to go out there and find a way to get the win.
Crimson Tide pick up a 49-27 victory over the Auburn Tigers to close out the regular season with 10 wins and 2 losses. So the Crimson Tide, there was so much discussion about could Alabama take care of business, even knowing that you weren't going to be the SEC West champion, you weren't going to have the opportunity to go to Atlanta and play for an SEC championship. Alabama did take care of business.
Yeah, they did. That's the only thing you can do is, and there's a lot of still up in the air. We've seen a lot of dominoes fall over the last couple of weeks, and there's still a very big faction of people that are out there that are hoping and praying that there might be something that happens. You heard Coach Saban talk about it in the postgame press conference. He was kind of doing a little campaign for us. And just in case the other dominoes do fall and there is a shot for us to make it to the postseason. But all else being said, if that doesn't end up being the case, we obviously know we can't make it to Atlanta. The college football playoff is still up in the air. Still a huge, huge season. 15 straight years of Alabama having 10 wins. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. There's a lot of programs that are out there that wish they could say say they've had a run that goes on that long. And you got to give it to these guys. After all that fell apart through the middle of the season when Bryce goes down and had a couple losses and the things that they set out to accomplish at the beginning of the season get removed, and they still came out and really finished the year strong, which you got to give a lot of props to them for remaining focused, and the guys that obviously are going to have an opportunity to go play beyond their college careers, seniors that are graduating. It could be easily folded in because there was a lot of pressure for this team to go out there and accomplish a lot of things. A lot of talk during the offseason, preseason. Expectations were high for this team with who we had coming back, the playmakers that we had on both sides of the ball, and sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way, and you lose two games by a combined total of 4 points on the road both times. It says a lot about this team and how they fall back and still ended up finding a way to get 10 wins on the year.
So the Crimson Tide finished the regular season 10-2 with a 49-27 win over Auburn in the Iron Bowl. We'll be talking all about the Iron Bowl, plus really all about this Alabama football season and this what is our final edition of Crimson Tide Rewind for the season here on Monday nights from Baumhauer's Victory Grill at Vestavia Hills. Coming up next week, we will start our basketball edition of Hey Coach coming up from Tuscaloosa at Baumhauer's Victory Grill at 6 p.m. But tonight we're going to be talking Crimson Tide football. And if you'd like to join us on the show this evening, give us a call on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline at 877-202-BAMA. Stay tuned for more. It's Crimson Tide Rewind. I'm from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
We've all been caught up in the little chores that pile up every day. The dishes in the sink, the trash that needs taking out, the pesky check engine light. Isn't it time to make a change and escape to a whole new world of possibilities? Where there's dinner without dishes, nights filled with adventure, and every day you feel like a winner. A little change can go a long way when you escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today.
Just what the doctor
Chevron with Techron has unbeatable engine cleaning power, and it gives you unbeatable mileage for all kinds of unbeatable destinations, like time in the sun at the beach, or time in the sun riding roller coasters, or a day in the sun hiking mountains. Well, probably just one mountain would be enough for a day, but hiking a mountain is still an unbeatable choice for how to spend time. Download the Chevron app now to get unbeatable mileage at locations near you.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
There's history being made. Has been. Will be. Just something about those blue skies, high banks and high speed, all coming together in one perfect race. And it'll be here sooner than you think. The Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 19th, 2023. Get your tickets now at Daytona500.com.
Bryce gets the snap, rolling to his right as he's flushed, heading for the pylon, get the race, wins the race, touchdown Alabama!
Crimson Tide winners in the Iron Bowl for a third straight season. The Crimson Tide win 49-27 over the Auburn Tigers in Tuscaloosa. If you'd like to join us on Crimson Tide Rewind tonight, give us a call on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline at 877-202-BAMA. And that's where we're going to go now for our first call that's presented by Alabama 811. Alabama 811, reminding you to call 811 before you dig to know what's below. And we will first go to Pace, Florida, where Parker gives us a call. He's the Pee Wee of the post game. Parker, yes, who joins us now. Roll Tide, Parker.
Roll Tide, Roger. How are you, my friend?
I am very well. Good to be back from Portland with a lot of victories for Alabama over this past weekend.
Man, and you on the call on that final play of the game. That game was giving me a heart attack.
Yeah, we were certainly glad to get out of there with a win. It was a great feeling beating number one North Carolina yesterday, but thank you.
It was, and a great job. You know, hopefully the cards will fall on our table, but it was just, it's always good to beat Auburn, and it made me feel so good to hear Eli on the pregame show Saturday. That put a smile on my face.
I agree. I think for all of us it did. He's making a lot of progress. That's what he shared in our pregame segment. And if you missed Eli's visit with Chris Stewart, make sure you go to the Crimson Tide Sports Network on YouTube. You can find that clip. They had a great conversation, and Eli said he had hoped originally to come back for the Iron Bowl, but now he's hoping to come for the A-Day game coming up this spring, and hopefully back on this show, Crimson Tide Rewind, coming up next year. So that was certainly great news to hear.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I mean, we've been missing Eli all season in a lot of different areas. I mean, without him here, without him on the call games on Saturdays, we just hope that he continues to improve and is able to make a recovery where he can come back and do this. I mean, you've done a great job filling in for him this year. I don't want to discredit you at all, but Eli's a special person to a lot of people, especially a lot of Alabama fans. So hopefully he has a speedy recovery. He's able to make it back next season.
Absolutely. He's the best. Well, Parker, thank you for the call. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, y'all. Have a great night.
All right, that is Parker from Pace, Florida. He just gave us a call on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline at 877-202-BAMA, and that's where you can join us as well. This is Crimson Tide Rewind. We come to you live tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
JoJo Earl in motion to the right side. Bryce gets the snap, looks right, looks left, has a man catch, made McClellan. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Alabama! 10-yard touchdown play. Bryce to Jace, and the Tide is on top for the first time today.
Want to remind you to keep up with everything Alabama with the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app presented by Cadence Bank, available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app now for free. We just heard the highlight of Jace McClellan's touchdown catch. He also rushed the ball for 44 yards, and it was great to have Jahmyr Gibbs back healthy. It just seemed like this Alabama offense, Corey, especially, was firing on all cylinders last Saturday.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a culmination of a few things. One would be in the fact that we've had so much success in the running game the last couple of weeks, and then with Jace McClellan, with Gibbs being out, they both come back. Now you've got to worry about a two-headed monster in the backfield where up until that point, this season, we've been using those two guys kind of in the same light, and now we've kind of got something that separates the two of them in their styles of the way they like to run or being used in the offense. And we saw not only did the running game continue to be effective on Saturday, but it opened up a lot of the playbook, which we've been talking about all season. If we could just get that running game going where you get those 3, 4, 5 yards on first and second down and shorten up the down and distance on third down, the play action pass comes into effect. And we saw us have a lot of success with that on this past Saturday. Great to see both of those guys, really getting their legs moving. And having a lot of continued success in the running game, something we've been dying to see for a lot of this season. I mean, for the first 8 games of the year, we were just talking about, man, if we could just get that running game going, it's just going to open up this off and take off so much pressure from Bryce Young, and we saw it do exactly that on Saturday.
And once again, the offensive line keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, they did. J.C. Latham and Tyler Steen did a phenomenal job on the edges, and all those guys in the middle doing a phenomenal job of protecting the pocket in the passing game, but also opening up a lot of run lanes in the running game. So they did a phenomenal job against a pretty good, productive Auburn defensive front. I mean, they've been able to give some offenses some trouble this year, especially with Hall on the edge. I know he had a little injury at some point in the game, but they've got plenty of athletes and are well coached. And Alabama's offensive line has come a long way. It took a while for them to really put probably one of their better games together, but no better time than in the Iron Bowl is when you want to see those guys really put it all together.
And Bryce Young was effective throwing the football, 343 yards, 3 touchdowns. He included 9 receivers in his passing attack, including Robbie Utes, 2 catches,
yeah,
29 yards.
I saw that. I'm excited to see everybody get involved, especially when Robbie Utes gets involved. And had some big plays, too. They weren't just little dink and dunks. He was able to turn and make some plays up the field and lower his shoulder and get some extra yardage, some yard after catch. I'm sure his average, yak average, only went up after this weekend. Good to see all the guys get involved. Jermaine Burton had a huge game. Corey Brooks had another phenomenal game. I think one of the things is that there were still a lot of times we were looking for some receivers to get some separation, which is why so many receivers get involved. That's why you're seeing 9 guys catch it. He hasn't had that one guy this season, which we're so used to seeing from these Alabama teams, and quarterbacks just having that one receiver that you can always go to, that Jamison Williams or that Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith, that old reliable, that faithful. No, if it's third and whatever down the distance, I don't care if they've got 2 guys on him, I'm throwing it to him because I know he's going to make that catch. That just hadn't been the case this season, so we've had to utilize a lot of different players in this wide receiver core, and I thought another good thing they did this weekend was they held on to the football. They were able to bring it in and and maintain the catch all the way to the ground and not dropping footballs, which is always good to see.
Part of a fun Iron Bowl victory for the Crimson Tide, 49-27 over the Auburn Tigers. Again, if you'd like to join us on the show tonight, give us a call on the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline, 877-202-BAMA. We're going to be talking about the Iron Bowl, talking about the season as a whole as well for the Alabama Crimson Tide, finishing the regular season 10-2 with Saturday's victory in the Iron Bowl. We'll continue with more in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Picture yourself here. White sugar sand beach, clear blue-green water. This is Pensacola. It's the way to beach. Experience what's waiting at visitpensacola.com.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
Hey Alabama fans, this is Roger Hoover. Join me each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on our CTSN Facebook page for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. This live streaming talk show features detailed breakdowns of each Alabama football game, plus conversations with Crimson Tide legends and a Hey Coach preview. Be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook, and each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us to Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online. A tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 90 degree and certificate programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders. Advance your career with the University of Alabama Online, where legends log in. Visit online.ua.edu.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Are you sick of pretending to like boring hard seltzers that leave you feeling bloated? Tired of drinking the same old light beer? No time to make a mixed drink with all those complicated ingredients? Then it's time for you to try something different. BeatBox is now an official sponsor of Alabama and the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Packing an 11.1 APV punch, each BeatBox is bursting with delicious flavors. BeatBox is gluten-free, low-sugar, and resealable, so you can always take the party on the go. There ain't no party like a BeatBox party. Roll Tide. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21.
Picture yourself here. This mental getaway brought to you by visitpensacola.com.
Wide out left, two tight ends right for Auburn. The eye set, they'll go option look left side. They'll get it to Hunter, he'll get to the edge. He lost the football, it's on the deck. Who's got it? I believe it's Alabama. It is, it's DJ Dale, and the Tide will take over in Auburn territory.
If you'd like to be part of tonight's Crimson Tide Rewind show, submit your question to Corey Reamer on the Alabama Media Group Twitter line at @UA_CTSN. That's brought to you by AL.com, your source for SEC sports. And that highlight we just heard, we called that our turning point of the game in the postgame show on Saturday, because once Alabama picked up that fumble after that, it really never looked back. It was already a 14-7 lead at that point, but that really was the moment where this game was closed out by the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and you just look at what that had, how that had an effect on this game. Turnover, and you look at what Alabama up to this point in the season, what Alabama was in the turnover ratio, and that just shows you how difficult it is to win football games when you're negative in the turnover ratio battle. And you can't afford to be that. If you want to win ball games in this league, you've got to create more turnovers than you give away. And that turnover right there was a complete change of point in this football game, because Auburn was having success and they were out there executing their game plan extremely well with the three-headed monster with Quez Hunter, Tank Bigsby, and Robbie Ashford in the backfield, and the way that they were drawing up their running plays and executing them very, very well. They were moving the football pretty effectively early on. And if not for that turnover, you know, that they might go down and score another touchdown and even things up, and we were able to capitalize. Not only were we able to create turnovers, we were able to capitalize on two of them and put points on the board from it. It's huge in a football game, especially one of this magnitude. You've got to be able to not only create them but also get points, whether it's field goal or touchdown. If you can do that, you've got a pretty good chance to win the ball game no matter what.
Speaking of big tackles in this game, how about Hoover High's Will Reichert?
Yeah, the highlight reel that is Will Reichert running down on the kickoff and making a huge stop on kickoff. It was one of my favorite moments, and he wanted every bit of it too. He got up and he had a little stare down for the guy as well, and you could tell he was excited to be able to make a play like that, because you know kickers don't get that opportunity very much, and usually when you see a kicker coming down and being involved with a tackle, it's usually not a very good look for the kicker. Yeah, he's usually the one getting run over. There's not many of them that come down and lay the wood. I would even categorize that hit as laying the wood for Will Reichert. All 112 pounds of him, just bringing every little bit that he had and getting the guy on the ground, and he was pumped. The sideline was going nuts too.
Do you even see it in practice very much?
No, you don't. You don't see kickers anywhere in practice. They're usually doing yoga in the barn, and you don't ever hear anything from them until the very end, when we coach is like, all right, if we can make this field goal, we don't have to condition, and they come out and miss it, and we got to run. It's like, what have y'all been doing all day? You literally have not had any part of this practice, and you can literally save us all from having to run more than we've already had to run this practice, and you missed this field goal. Now we got to run extra because of you. Where have you been? What have y'all been doing? You find out they've been, you know, playing patty cake inside. So you don't see kickers doing
it. I mean,
I love kickers. I love them. Hey, they're crucial. They're crucial. They are. I mean, Will Reichert's one of the best ones that we've ever had. But you see a guy. We had one. Was it Cade Foster that we had a few years ago that was like he'd kick the football off and he'd be the first one down there making tackles? You'd love to see that. I mean, I wouldn't say that Cade Foster and Will Reichert are built the same, but they're pretty close.
Are you still in touch with any of your kickers when you play?
Yeah,
well, you're still good friends. Or?
PJ Fitzgerald and Lee Tiffin and Brian Selman. We all talk. I talked to Brian Selman we had a good relationship because I was the up back on the punt team.
Okay.
So had to deal with all those, you know, specialists a decent amount. But we always got to keep them in check, keep them in their place a little bit.
That's certainly true. And great to see that for Will Reichert on Saturday.
And you hear that. You hear that coming from me as a mode of jealousy, because we're out there just banging heads there in practice. And I just wish I was smart enough to have been a specialist or a long snapper instead of playing linebacker.
So two-a-days were nothing for them.
Yeah, I mean,
now
it's like they're hanging out in the cold tub, man. Just getting their ice cream and getting the cold tub. It was tough.
It's a really tough life. Well, we hope for some more great moments from Will Reichert coming up this season. As the Crimson Tide get ready for bowl season or possibly an opportunity to play in the college football playoff. We'll talk more about that when we return. This is Crimson Tide Rewind, and this is Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide fans, it's game day. Time to huddle up with friends and family, take your seat, and open a bag of your favorite Golden Flake snacks. So rip open that bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands and settle in, because when you snack with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. Golden Flake, celebrating 65 years as the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-thru at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today.
Just what the doctor ordered. Payless Drugs.
I've been driving trucks for a long time, and safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
With a lot of time, looking downfield, firing, catches made, long, first down and more, gets to midfield, gets to the 45 of Auburn, gets to the 40, and gets down to the 35-yard line. A huge bank first down, Butch tells me 39 yards, and Bama moves the sticks again.
Hey, if you'd like to join us on Crimson Tide Rewind, you can submit a question to Corey Reamer on the Alabama Media Group Twitter line at UA_CSN. That's brought to you by AL.com, your source for SEC sports. And we still have some time to take some calls as well on the Yellowham Brewing Hotline at 877-202-BAMA. As the Alabama Crimson Tide closed out the regular season with 10 wins compared to 2 losses. And I touched on a little bit earlier as we kind of recap the entire season on our final Crimson Tide Rewind show. Tonight, interesting this team went on. How much did the injury from Bryce Young in the Arkansas game change the journey that this team went on?
Yeah, I think it definitely had an impact. But I mean, even before that, the Texas game, you know, this was a tough road schedule for this team this season. But Bryce going down was definitely had an impact. And I thought Jalen Milroe came in for that Arkansas game and played, you know, he played extremely well. I thought he picked up the pace and did a really good job. And I think the next week, who was it?
A&M
comes out, and we talked about it on this show. And I felt like that point when he was knows he's the starter at that point. You're going through the full week of practice knowing you're the starter. Game plans being implemented. It's a completely different situation for you to be in as knowing you're the guy going into that game. And I think at first, obviously it's your first start. It's a big moment at home against a game that everybody was anticipating going into the season because Texas A&M had such high expectations for their season. But coming out and trying to do a little too much, but he ended up settling down and getting us the victory, which was great. But, no knock on Jalen Milroe, but Bryce Young is obviously something special. And it definitely hurts. You look at what his performance was from that shoulder injury and not necessarily the Tennessee game. I thought he played extremely well really the Tennessee well game. But then the next couple of games, it just seemed like you could tell it didn't feel great. And he was missing some throws. His timing was a little bit off. And LSU was another game that we go down there and just didn't execute very well. We made a lot of mistakes. And I think that's been the theme of this season is, they've really done a lot of really good things this team has, but they've also made some mistakes that have cost them some field position, turnovers, penalties, all of it. And then when you add all that up and you're doing that the week in and week out, at some point it's going to come back and bite you. And we leaned heavily on Bryce Young this season. Without him this year, we would not be sitting at 10-2. But he was able to carry this team for a long time, as long as he possibly could. And unfortunately, we had a couple games that came down to the last play and just couldn't get enough to get the win. But you can't say enough about how much of a competitor he is, because even the games that when he was hurt and he got hurt, he was announced that he was going to be out. He was trying to do everything he could to come back in and play. Even at the end of that, what was it, his Tennessee game he wanted to go in?
He wanted to come back in the A&M.
A&M game, yes. That's what it was. Yeah. A&M game when we were down, you could just see him on the sideline. He was just wanting to be in there, try to help his team, get some victories. There was a lot of pressure on this team to come out there and play, and a lot of pressure on Bryce as a reigning Heisman Trophy winner. Everybody's watching what you're doing, and I think he lived up to expectations. He played extremely well.
We will go now. As I mentioned, you can ask us a question. We have a lot of video streams going on all social media outlets for the Crimson Tide Sports Network, including from Facebook, where Steve Dean asked us, Corey, what is the real scenario for Bama to get in the college football playoff? We discussed this a lot in our postgame show on Saturday, and there still is a path for Alabama to get in there, but a lot has to happen coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, I think the best case scenario is that you get TCU loses to Kansas State. And then even if that's the only case, you're looking at wherever Alabama comes out in the college football playoff tomorrow, there was a case to be made that Alabama, even with two losses, is going to be ahead of Ohio State after what happened to them past weekend against Michigan, just getting absolutely throttled, not being able to stay with them at the end of the game. It was a close game for a lot of it. And then they ended up just getting worn down by a Michigan team that looks really, really strong. At home, though, for Ohio State to get embarrassed the way that they did, that might help Alabama out. If it was a close game, if that was a field goal, it comes down to the last second kick or something like that, and they lose, I don't think we're having this conversation. But now the way that Ohio State lost, I think that only helps Alabama the way that we've lost two games against two teams that – the only thing that hurts us is that Tennessee turns around and got beat by South Carolina pretty badly. And then LSU turns around, which it helped us, but it also hurt us, the fact that they got beat by Texas A&M.
Kind of hurt Tennessee, too.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it hurts. There's so many moving parts. But then, I think that the other factor is I guess you've got Georgia, Michigan. They said it was 3-4. USC, Utah, you've got this coming weekend. Who Utah got the best of USC earlier in the season. So if you get two spots that open up, if USC loses, I think they're out. And I think if TCU loses, there's still maybe a chance. If TCU loses and USC loses, then there's still a chance that TCU stays in, given that they've been able to defy a lot of odds. But their wins don't look good either. They've had to really come back and beat a lot of teams that really don't have strong records. So it's really going to come down to the playoff committee of an eye test of being able to put us in. But there is a chance. The best thing that would happen is both of those teams lose. I think if Michigan loses, it doesn't matter. They're in. I think if Georgia loses, it doesn't matter. They're going to be in. But the other two teams, if they both lose, I think there's a real shot that Alabama somehow finds a way in.
So on Friday night, go Utah. On Saturday morning, go Kansas State against TCU.
Yeah, you know, the good thing is this Alabama team, I feel like it could be one of those things where it's good timing because, you know, early in the season, they didn't look like a team that deserved to be, honestly, in the playoffs. Just the way that they were playing, they weren't putting teams away. They weren't playing complimentary football. They didn't put together a really full game. But the way that they've played the last few weeks, kind of since that weight's been lifted off of them, they've really, really played a lot better on both sides of the football, especially on the offensive side. Just you saw this past weekend what Alabama was doing in terms of changing some of their formations up with some motions and giving some different looks, trying to create some confusion for Auburn's defense, and had a lot of success in both in the running and the passing game. You know, you've got a lot of playmakers, and they were out there having fun. You know, it's just we talked about it part the way through this season. Is it just didn't seem like they were more worried about making mistakes than going out there and just winning ball games and having a good time. And now these last few games, these last three or four games that we've seen from them, it looks like a completely different football team. And they're good. There's plenty of talent out there. There's no doubt about it. The funny thing is that if you ask odds makers, you know, you put Alabama versus Georgia, what's the spread going to be? Or if you put TCU versus Georgia, what's the spread going to be? And they're going to put Alabama is going to be a lot closer matchup for any of those teams that are in the playoff versus a couple teams that might even make it in. But can't take away from the fact that TCU has been able to go unscathed through the regular season. You've got to put a lot of respect on them for being able to do that. And USC, you know, we finally got the national attention this past weekend against Notre Dame in a primetime game. Everybody got to see what Caleb Williams, their quarterback, is all about, and he lived up to the bill.
Probably the Heisman winner.
Probably, I mean, he probably wrote his Heisman ticket on Saturday. There's no doubt about it, the way he played. But I tell you, if you put Alabama and USC in a matchup on a neutral site, who's going to be favored in that game? I guarantee you I don't think it's going to be USC. I just don't think that USC's defensive and offensive line up against Alabama or Georgia's, it's going to be a massacre. It's not even going to be close. But that's just the way it is, the way conferences are and the way schedules align. It's just the way it is. You got to give credit to the teams that have been able to go out there and win the ball games that they're supposed to win. Alabama with two losses, you got hope and a prayer. We were able to win this past weekend to, you know, go 10-2, and then we'll just wait and see what happens.
It's going to be fascinating. The Crimson Tide close out the regular season at 10-2 thanks to the strength of an Iron Bowl victory, 49-27 over the Auburn Tigers. We're coming live tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, and you can celebrate 40 years of Baumhauer's this fall with new flavors including Alabama Hot Chicken, Fajita Wraps, and legendary Buffalo Wings. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Nick Saban, with an amusing start to his postgame press conference on Saturday. More on that when we return. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. Proud partner of Crimson Tide Sports Network. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Unbeatable mileage from Chevron with Techron unlocks all kinds of unbeatable trips. Like to family dinner the next town over, or to a family wedding the next town over. Or even to a family reunion over the river and through the woods at Grandma's house. Any drive is worth it to see Grandma, especially when you can stop along the way for unbeatable cleaning power from Chevron with Techron. Your engine will be thanking you for making the trip. Download the Chevron app now and find unbeatable mileage near you.
Children's of Alabama reminds you that every child's head injury should be treated like a serious injury until a doctor says it's not. In fact, the CDC estimates some 4 million sports and recreation-related concussions occur each year. Even a minor fall or collision may be a concern. Symptoms typically include headaches, unsteadiness, confusion, or sleepiness. To find out what to do in case of a suspected concussion, visit childrensal.org/concussion and always dial 911 in case of an emergency.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
We've all been caught up in the little chores that pile up every day. The dishes in the sink, the trash that needs taking out, the pesky check engine light. Isn't it time to make a change and escape to a whole new world of possibilities? Where there's dinner without dishes, nights filled with adventure, and every day you feel like a winner. A little change can go a long way when you escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
What is the secret to SEC domination? Fierce training, grit, integrity, pride. What's the secret to snack perfection? Quality, freshness, flavor. At Golden Flake, we focus on simple Southern goodness, crunching the competition. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands and let the game begin. Golden Flake, celebrating 65 years as the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Play action to McClellan. Bryce again with all day, firing towards the end zone. Brooks, catch, touchdown, Alabama. 33 yards, Ja'Cory Brooks. He tied the game with Auburn late last year. Today, he gives Bama a two-score lead late in the first half.
You have a taste for winning? Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere. Proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Well, it was Alabama picking up an Iron Bowl victory, 49-27 over Auburn on Saturday. And you may have noticed Coach Saban had a little bit of a bloody cheek throughout the ball game that he talked about as he started his post-game press conference.
You know, I took one of the hardest hits of the entire game. And unlike some of our players who had to go to the medical tent, like I always say, they don't make them like they used to. So, no, but I was really proud of our team this whole season, actually, to win 10 games, to go through a rough patch when Bryce was hurt. Now he's healthy again, which makes us a different kind of team, I think. You know, it's great win in the Iron Bowl. For our players, it's great that they won 10 games, but I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is the fact that when everybody thought they were out of it and there was a lot of naysayers out there, that this team didn't give up on themselves, they didn't give up on each other. They kept fighting and won some tough games to finish the season. So I'm really proud of the fact that everybody hung in there, stayed together, and continued to try to get better, and we've had a lot of injuries, had a lot of guys that missed some time, so gave other people opportunities, but I'm really proud of the way that we finished. I know I got asked about the playoffs out there, but you know, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know who won, who lost, or anything else. You know, it's a great opportunity for our team to be considered. I think we lost two games on the road against two top 10 teams by 4 points. We are a good football team, and hopefully people will recognize that.
And that was head coach Nick Saban on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. And again, making the joke, he at first said, you ought to see the other guy.
Yeah.
When he showed that. I'm kind of amazed that that doesn't happen more. Shoulder pads running into people's faces.
He's taken a few shots.
Sidelines, yeah.
He's taken a few shots this year. You saw him, I can't remember, it was the Ole Miss game. Somebody got him on the sideline. He goes down, hits the deck on the – somebody running over there on the sideline taking his feet out from underneath him. He's, you know, for a guy that's paying attention to the football game, you would think that he'd have some awareness to get out of the way when the football's coming in his direction.
To get back.
Yeah, exactly. Scott Cochran, he's come back just to keep, be a bodyguard for Coach Saban. You saw, I don't know if you saw it on Sean McVay from the Rams. He took one to the cheek on Sunday as well. As these coaches are just, he's having no awareness. You know, they're out there trying to coach up these guys to be paying attention to what's going on, keep your head on a swivel, and it seems like they just were in la-la land. Coach just didn't even know what was going on.
Well, wherever Coach Saban was, I like.
I like the fact that
when
I like
great results, yeah. Of course, on Saturday.
I like the fact that he didn't even like wipe it off. Like,
oh,
it
yeah.
was just like he didn't wear it like a badge of honor. He didn't even get it cleaned up the whole game. You know, it's he wanted to make sure his players saw how tough he was.
He's tough.
He is a winner.
You know who else is a winner? Onward Reserve. They are the official apparel provider of the Crimson Tide Sports Network. They have given us so much great gear this year. Visit onwardreserve.com for all of your game apparel. Live authentically with Onward Reserve. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind. It's presented by Bud Light. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Snap goes to Young. Little bubble screen. Hold it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Alabama adds to its lead. 34-14. 54 seconds to go. Trayshawn Holden from 27 yards out adds to the Alabama advantage.
That was Bryce Young's third touchdown pass to the Iron Bowl as Alabama rolls to victory 49-27 over Auburn. Time to take a look at the prescription for success. It's presented by Payless Drugs, your locally owned family pharmacy with four locations in Birmingham. Payless can handle your prescriptions over the counter solutions and home delivery. Payless at mynewpharmacy.com. And typically, we're always talking about the next game when we talk about the prescription for success. But what about just around the program this week, as we still don't know until Sunday what the bowl destination or the playoff destination may be like, and then how to refocus after that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a sit wait kind of week. This is one that you got to come in there's, you know, you don't have a game this Saturday, which is, you know, unusual for this team. A lot of these players that have been around this program for a long time not be playing on championship Saturday. So now we got to play the waiting game and just see what happens, see how the kind of the deck comes out and what happens throughout Saturday games and then Sunday selection show of what's going to be the case, where this destination is going to be for this Alabama team. And you know, I think we'll have a pretty good idea depending on how some of these games unfold. It might answer some questions pretty early, but there's also still a chance, like we talked about. There's those scenarios that are out there where there might be some hope left, you know, coming into Sunday. But I think the main thing is you saw a lot of young guys that played a very integral role on this team this year. And one that I was just extremely impressed by, Kendrick Law, in the last few games of coming out there and being extremely effective. And we saw him with a big catch on Saturday, but also in some of these games, these other games, going out there and understanding the concepts of zone defenses, finding holes, getting open, being an open target for Bryce Young, going out there and making plays. The biggest thing for now going forward, no matter where we end up, you know, should it be in a playoff, that's great. We got something to play for. If it turns out to be a New Year's Six game, you know, we still have a lot to play for, but this is a huge window of opportunity for a lot of these young guys that are going to be coming back next year. You don't know what's going to happen with some of these, you know, the Will Andersons and Bryce Youngs. You assume this is going to be their last season in Tuscaloosa. They've got some pretty good high draft grades, and Coach Saban would probably encourage them to be, you know, looking towards the NFL. You don't know if they're going to play in the bowl game or if they're going to opt out. It depends. You know, I feel like both of these guys are competitors and love these teams so much that we might see them in the bowl situation, especially if it's a New Year's Six bowl. But for these young guys, these next few weeks, the opportunities they're going to get to go out there and get practice and start preparing for the next season now that this one's over with is huge. And you know, some people don't take advantage of this. You know, some people don't have the opportunity to. With if you don't make bowl games, you don't get these extra reps, these extra practices in to go ahead and start preparing for next season. But that's going to be the biggest thing. You got starts in the weight room, conditioning, and then going out there and getting practice and getting some reps against guys that are high caliber players. You only get better by going out there and taking these practices seriously. You only get 14 of them, I think. And it's important to go out there and take advantage of all of them, even though you really don't want to. You're kind of ready for the season to wind down. But if you can get some leadership on this team to really take advantage of the opportunity that we have to utilize the next month or so of practice, it's going to pay dividends for us next season, starting right now.
Starting right now, indeed. And when we come back, we will talk about what's on tap next for the Crimson Tide as we start to wrap up this year of shows for Crimson Tide Rewind. We're live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, and this is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
At Alabama, Coach Saban talks about the process. It's about doing everything the right way all the time to be successful. While at Dex Imaging, we believe in the process as well. Do the job right and take care of your customers to help them be more successful. With locations throughout the Southeast, including Mobile, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, put the process to work for your business. Contact the professionals at Dex Imaging. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide.
Is bone and joint pain making simple tasks difficult? Don't just live with it. Talk to an orthopedic specialist at Ascension St. Vincent's. Options are available from physical therapy to minimally invasive surgery, which may mean faster recovery and less pain. By listening to understand you, your doctor takes a personalized approach to your care. Appointments are available, and we're here for second opinions too. So don't delay. Schedule at ascension.org/stvincents-alortho.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online. A tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 90 degree and certificate programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders. Advance your career with the University of Alabama Online, where legends log in. Visit online.ua.edu.
Huddle up, football fans. You undoubtedly show your team spirit every play, touchdown, game, and season. But what about the off-season? Ask Sherwin-Williams how you can make every day feel like game day with over 1,500 colors and the top-tier coaching staff to bring the energy of your team spirit home. Shop online or visit your neighborhood store today.
What's on tap next for Bama is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light proudly welcomes back Tide fans to Bryant Denny Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. And we're talking about football. We kind of hit on it in our last segment. Still a lot of unknowns until Sunday with the college football playoff selection show. And then the bowl games will be announced after that. So we still don't know what the bowl destination or the playoff destination may look like for this team. But I think we can all agree this was a football team that, especially from the second half of the Ole Miss game on, started playing some really good football.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to this team. It was an in and two season. Let's don't lose sight of it. It was, you know, there was a lot more of heartbreak moments this year and a lot more a lot closer games than we've come to expect out of these Alabama teams, but still a good season from any perspective that you look at it. Proud of this team for the way they were able to compete, especially after, you know, losing the ability to go play in the SEC championship, and like we talked about earlier, the goals that they had set out, not being able to accomplish those, still coming out there and finishing strong, and able to get those last few wins and look good doing it. They were able to put together a lot of good games, a lot of good efforts, and we've got a lot of guys that are going to have some really good opportunities at the next level. We're going to miss a lot of really good leadership from this team that we had, especially Will Anderson, Bryce Young, the obvious too, guys that have just been, you know, all team players and awesome guys that have been a part of the program. You know, it's sad to see them go, but it's part of it. You can't stay forever.
You can't. Certainly can't.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, this is now we turn to soccer and we turn our basketball program for a little while.
National championship,
you know,
in soccer. Good opportunity coming up after the great win against Duke on Friday, playing UCLA in the College Cup starting on Friday.
Yeah, and we got the basketball program getting a huge win over North Carolina last night. That was huge. Everybody's excited. We got Gonzaga coming in. Houston is the new number one team in the AP poll. And we play them, the next couple of weeks?
That's right,
So we've got a pretty good stretch of games going on here. This basketball program is going to be put to the test pretty early. I'm excited about it. Nate Oates has done a phenomenal job of getting some good recruits in there, and they're playing extremely well. Hopefully we can keep it up.
Yeah, it was a fun trip to Portland as I got to fill in for Chris wins against Michigan State, and then yesterday, number one UNC. So that was certainly a lot of fun, and we have had a lot of fun here at Baumhauer's Grill in Vestavia Hills. We want to thank the fans that have been here all throughout the season. Donnie's crew.
Hey,
really
appreciate y'all. Always
even throwing penalty flags at us after the Tennessee game. We appreciate them. Also, Ethan Carabin, our video producer, getting Crimson Tide Rewind live each and every week on our social media outlets. Roll Tide to Ethan. Todd Robbins, our producer, doing a great job making sure we get on the radio. Hey. Otherwise, you guys will be the only ones that hear us. So we certainly appreciate him. And then, again, Corey Reamer, excellent analysis as always.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to fill in for Eli this year. But, again, hopefully he's back in the seat next football season with Crimson Tide Rewind. And we really look forward to what's coming up on this show. And still look forward to what's coming up for this football team.
Yeah. There's still a lot left to – we still got another game, one way or the other. We know that we've got at least one more game in us. And it's a good way to go send these guys out. Hopefully it's going to be somewhere in a playoff. Who knows? But, you know, we're all hopeful. We all got our fingers crossed. And if not, we got going to have a good bowl game that everybody should be excited about. It's a good opportunity. Hey, look, I was on some teams that had to go to Shreveport for Christmas for our bowl games. I guarantee you anybody on those 2006 and 2007 Alabama teams would trade the seat that we're in today to be able just waiting on to figure out what New Year's Six bowl they're going to be playing in, worst case scenario. So I don't recommend going to spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in Shreveport for your bowl games.
Tim Brando, please don't listen.
Hey, it's a great place. No knock on Shreveport by any means at all. It was just, you know, you'd rather be spending Christmas here. So,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Roll Tide, Corey, and Roll Tide to everybody who's been with us this year at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. If you miss any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider Podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That does it for Crimson Tide Rewind, again presented by Bud Light, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. Again, thanks to our on-site engineer, Todd Robbins, producer Jerry Kelly back at our Learfield studios, Ethan Carabin with the video producing as always. Corey Reamer, I'm Roger Hoover in for Eli Gold, saying thank you for listening to Crimson Tide Rewind. Good night and Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.